You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Eric Steinman, an equity trader for ES Capital Advisors and a Covestor Investment Model Manager. Eric, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. So what's your top pick for 2013?
Yeah, so one of my top picks, looking at Yahoo stock, I think there's a lot of catalysts in the name. In particular, I think a near-term catalyst, their deal right now with Microsoft, their search deal. Yahoo actually has a clause where they can actually get out of that pact. It's basically been going for 5 years. And it's underproducing, so it's definitely an issue for Yahoo's search. And then, you know, if they do end up leaving, you know, they could partner with a Google or a Facebook. So there's definitely a catalyst there. And I also see sort of some of their Asian assets being a lot more monetized. They have a 35% stake in Yahoo Japan, which is right now it's currently about $26 billion, the stock. And then also have an equity stake in Alibaba, which is the biggest Chinese e-commerce website. They kind of have an eBay and a Amazon type website, and that they have about a 24% equity stake, and valuations, you know, anywhere from 60 to 100 billion. And then if that IPO is again, we'll get a better feel for that number. So that's sort of my top pick for this year.
Why do you like concentrated positions 8 to 10?
Basically, I like to concentrate my position so I really have a better feel for what my stocks, you know, are doing or any news flow that comes in, I can kind of react to it. I like to, you know, obviously understand basically the models for each business and then anything that, you know, negative that happens with it to be able to react. I think, you know, the less positions I have, the better I understand each business, the better I can read up on any news flow and press releases on any particular day.
Why don't you fall in love with a particular stock? Some people are nuts about that in that aspect, but why aren't you that way?
Yeah, so I guess the reason why I don't fall in love, sort of a prop trader background, meaning I was a prop trader for about 4 years earlier. And that position, actually, you have, you know, anywhere from, you know, seconds to minutes holding positions, kind of don't hold overnight. And I've sort of taken that a little bit with me. And also, I think a person I've read in the past, William O'Neill, who does the Investor's Business Daily, also has looks to, you know, cut his losses. And I think it's, you know, as a trader and investor, you know, if you can continue to, you know, minimize those losses, you know, you'll be better off in the long run. Let the winners run, cut those losses. It's easier said than done in a lot of instances, but it does work. And, you know, if you do like a stock and it is going against you, I think the best strategy is to get rid of it, you know, reevaluate your situation, and then, you know, potentially buy it back again if that need be. But again, just don't fall in love with these stocks and, you know, always understand that, you know, they can go down and news flow can affect it.
Today we are joined by Eric Steinman, an equity trader for ES Capital Advisors and a Covestor Investment Model Manager here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Why do you combine technical and fundamental analysis?
Yeah, so I like to combine them. Basically, I like to look, obviously, the fundamentals are, you know, my main point of reference. I think finding out the business and what goes behind it and how they make money and, you know, how they produce products. It's definitely the main reason to invest in any equity. And then with that, I think that you can get in good positions, you know, based on those technical analysis. So I'll look at, you know, I like to look at the 50-day moving average as well as the 200-day moving average sort of as, you know, potential support for a stock. You know, as they get away from those, you know, maybe sell a little. And as they get closer to them, I look to add. And with that, I'm typically adding, you know, I like to add on red, meaning if the stock is down on the day, I like to add positions or buy positions. And then on green, I like to sell, or, you know, lighten the position. sort of a contrarian method, but I think I do best by doing that strategy.
Tell us about Zillow. I understand you've been in this stock all year, and it's up 94% to date.
Yeah, I think Zillow is one of those names that it's certainly outperformed pretty incredibly this year. It's actually up 94%. I think it does. Obviously with the housing market recovery, I think it's a huge, huge market. I think they could be the, pretty much the lead website for, new home buyers. And I think it's certainly a stock that, not necessarily fundamentally is working. They do, they make a little money, but not to the extent that they need to. But I think over time, it's going to be, certainly a name that sticks around and certainly continues to, change the real estate market.
Why do you have contrarian viewpoints?
Yeah, I like to be a little contrarian. Sometimes the crowd can certainly be wrong. I like to kind of go against the crowd a little bit. If everyone's kind of bullish on, the market or a certain name, I like to look at it and see if, if they're being a little, too aggressive in that instance or, vice versa when there's, blood in the streets or fear. I like to kind of, start buying stocks. So I do like to, kind of go against the crowd a little bit, because, sometimes they can push the markets too much one way or too much the other way. And you can certainly get, take advantage of the market in that instance.
And lastly, why do you think mobile is a key for the next few years?
I think mobile is definitely changing. I think, obviously with Zillow, a few other names, Pandora, OpenTable, Facebook, Yahoo's also trying to improve mobile. I just think the day-to-day lives of, consumers today is, half your time you're sitting on your mobile phone, whether you're, in your car waiting for somebody, or just at the store. I think everyone's, using their mobile devices that much more. And I think advertising dollars are going to start to go to those mobile apps. And I also think just everyday life, it just improves, where you're going or what you're doing. You can just kind of go online and use your mobile device, which is, pretty much always around. It's certainly an added bonus as a PC or an iPad is, typically in, is in your home office or your office at work.
How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch and also get more information online?
Yeah, so basically you get more information on me and sort of my strategies is Covestor.com, and then that's /Eric-Steiman, S-T-E-I-M-A-N. And I also have a blog at ericsteiman.com. It's ericsteiman.com.
Very good. We've been speaking with Eric Steiman, an equity trader for ES Capital Advisors and a Covestor investment model manager. And the website of reference once again is covestor.com/Eric-Steiman, as well as his blog at ericsteiman.com. Eric, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.